We have Sue Hatfield. Good morning, Sue.
Hello, hello, and thank you guys for having me on. It's truly an honor.
It's great to have you. This is.
I appreciate the opportunity.
No. Hey, listen. So last week we had chairman of the state Republican Party, J.R. Romano, and I congratulated him for his victory. So we are congratulating you for yours.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that. I look forward to working with the great chairman, J.R. The two of us, I think we're going to do great things. So. I look forward to helping him in any way that I can and moving the party forward.
Yeah, and you, as your role as vice chair, what does that entail? Usually when you hear vice president, it's just a name and there's very little responsibility that comes with it. But something tells me that that's not the case when it comes to the Republican state party.
Yeah. So I'm going to help JR out in any way possible, first and foremost. And one of the items that I have been working on are the municipal elections and getting the word out all across the state. So tonight I'm going to be going to the Putnam caucus where the Republican town committee will be endorsing their slate of candidates and really getting the message out statewide from Thompson to Greenwich. I'm traveling a lot and trying to work with the local candidates to try to turn Connecticut, I say, locally red. So hashtag locally red, and that's what we need to focus on to build the momentum into the next year. And then just locally try to turn Connecticut red and then go and build on that momentum for the year after and try to capture the House and the Senate.
When I knew you were going to be on and my partner told me, I have thought for a long time that more women, and I know this will cause a few folks to disagree, which is fine, but I just think more women in your capacity, okay, or running for office. I think we need more right away. I truly do. I think this is one of the problems the Republicans are having.
True. I was received very well on the campaign trail, and it was always great to meet the dads out there with their little daughters and, say, we have been looking forward to meeting you because I want my daughters to see you as a role model. And that was always really, really wonderful to hear. And from that perspective, I do think it's important for the little girls and also the little boys to have the role model that that I've gone out and tried to present.
So Sue, you a moment ago you were mentioning about one of your goals as the vice chair for the state Republican Party is to turn these municipalities, particularly in this year where there's the municipal elections, turn them from blue to red. There's been some failure the last few elections. What does the state Republican Party need to do differently this time around than what it's done in the past?
Well, one thing we need to keep reminding the public as to the progressive left policy and the impact on Connecticut. We're losing businesses at a record pace. We're losing residents here. We need to keep reminding the public of what really is going on in Hartford and, let them know how important the local races are to build on that momentum and to get Connecticut back on track. We also have to motivate the local RTCs to get out there to really pound the pavement with the local candidates. We also need to recruit people that haven't been involved with politics and really motivate the young people to get out there and, to work on their first election.
A lot of the young people are Democrats though, correct?
So there are a lot of young people that are Democrats and we need to reach out. And another platform that I have is to reach out to a different base, the young people. We need to go into the cities. We need to just reach out to all communities and all people that not necessarily are our our typical base. And, you know, I have two boys. They're 7 and 11. And they come to many of these events with me or go out on the trail. And one candidate, I just want to give a huge shout out to, and he really touched them, these, my two boys. Ed Ford from Middletown.
Middletown, yes.
When my older son, you know, he gave him the fist pump, and there was an instant bond. It was so good to see, from my perspective, a great role model for my son.
Absolutely. And I know Ed Ford. He's great, great guy. But you mentioned the cities, and once again, the cities are predominantly Democrat too. How do you change their minds? How do you sway them to become to vote Republican in the next election?
Well, with the cities, I don't believe we're ever going to win the cities, but we need to show up. We need to show them we care, and it can't just be 2 weeks before the election.
Right,
we need
right.
to develop a rapport now. And let, you know, the individuals in the cities and all communities know what the Republican Party is all about. If they don't see us, they're not going to think we care about their communities, and we have to care about the cities. The cities are part of Connecticut.
Yeah.
And, we have to learn what their issues are, and, you know, we have to show up first and foremost to even have a seat at the table in the city.
Last year there were the state elections, and as you well know, because you had run against William Tong for Attorney General, many Republicans complained that there was no ground game, that the Democrats were not only the Republicans outnumbered in this state, greatly outnumbered in this state, but there was no ground game for Republican candidates. Would you agree to that? And how do you, what changes could be made for next year so that at least in the legislature, we can gain more seats?
Right. So first, I think is building the momentum. We need bodies and boots on the ground.
Yeah, and which there really wasn't last year. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Right. No, we need to build. We need to start building that now. Get the Republican town committees more invested, more involved, and really start reaching out and recruiting people that aren't typically Republicans, the moderates, Democrats. They are seeing the Republican message, and they agree that we need to do something. We desperately need to do something. The independents, the moderate Democrats, they all are, I believe, they're receptive to the Republican message, and many have been walking away from the Democratic Party and becoming active in the Republican Party. So we just need to broaden our base. We need to get the ground game going early, use, you know, the municipal elections as a stepping off point for going into the state elections. But we need to start that now. We need to start that now.
Don't you think that with what's going on now on the Democratic side, mm-hmm. don't you think that all of this publicity, and a lot of it is certainly not good, don't you think the Republicans have a better shot than they had before?
I believe the Democrats are giving us a gift. They're handing us a gift, and it's what are we going to do with that? We need candidates that are going to hit the ground running, that are going to give it all they've got. You know, and the candidates need to get out there. They need to start hitting doors. They need to really, really bring the fire, so to speak, to their own races. And it's really a snowball effect.
As much as I agree with you, and I wholeheartedly do, the Democrats are a well-oiled machine, and they have been.
They get
money from out of state that pours into Connecticut. And it always seems that the Republicans have been given gifts in the past. I mean, there's no better gift than 8 years of the Malloy administration, and yet again, even that was a huge gift, and yet again we fail. You know, we come up short.
That was a huge gift, and you know,
so
like I said,
strategically,
we need that are going to bring fire. We need to.
And we
really
have. Go ahead.
We, you know, and that's we need to all work together as well. We can't have a fractured Republican Party. And, you know, you keep hearing, I keep hearing new groups popping up. We need to work with the infrastructure that we have and build upon that. We can't be a divisive party where if somebody doesn't agree with us on one issue, we write that person off. We're all Republicans. We need to all work to getting Republicans elected, and we need to be a cohesive unit. We really do.
Does Trump help the ticket next year? On a state level, I mean.
Yeah, so that's one question I heard over and over on the campaign trail. You know, and I'll just refocus again that Trump is not on the ballot here in Connecticut. Or everywhere else in the country, they're doing pretty well. But our economy, we're at the bottom of pretty much every ranking there is.
That's because of the Democrat leadership here in the state. I'm running out of time, Sue. I know you ran against Tong, and Tong has been, our Attorney General Tong has been very outspoken on our president. Any comment from you regarding that?
Yeah, that's what we ran, both William Tong and I, we ran on two different platforms. My platform was we follow the law, and I will let law, not politics, be my guide. He ran on an anti-Trump message, and that's what the voters voted for. And he's holding to his campaign promise that he's going to be the firewall against Donald Trump. So, you know, unlike, I think, the governor who ran on trucks only, will be told. I mean, William Tong is staying true to his campaign message.
Thank you so much for your time here this morning.
Thank you.
Guys.
Congratulations and best of luck in your new position. We're all rooting for you.
Hey, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
You got it. Sue Hatfield. Thank you very much.